This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website, and the News on Air mobile app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees today through the video conferencing. He will inaugurate the Pune metro section from the district court to Swargate, which will also mark the completion of the Pune metro rail project phase 1. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of Swargate Katraj extension of Pune metro phase 1. Mr. Modi will dedicate the nation to the Bidkin industrial area, a transformative project covering an expansive 7,855 acres under the National Industrial Corridor Development Program for the central government. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Solapur Airport. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that the Pakistan policy of cross-border terrorism will never succeed and the actions will certainly have consequences. He said that while addressing the 79th session of the UN General Assembly in New York yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said that the issues is to be resolved between the two countries and are on the occasion of illegally occupied Indian territory by Pakistan and the abandonment of the long-standing attachment to terrorism. The External Affairs Minister criticized the neighboring country, saying that Pakistan's misdeeds have affected others as well, especially the neighborhood. He said that Pakistan's GDP can be measured in terms of radicalization and its exports can be measured in the form of terrorism. He observed that Pakistan is now facing its own karma and has underlined that the dysfunctional states coveting the lands of others must be exposed and countered. The External Affairs Minister said that the world cannot be fatalistic about the continuation of violence on a large scale. He said that whether it is war in Ukraine or the conflict in Gaza, the international community seeks urgent solutions. He stressed that the terrorism is antithetical of everything that the world stands and in all the forms of manifestation must be resolutely opposed. He also opined that the sanctioning of global terrorists by the UN should not be impeded for political reasons. Dr. Jaishankar called for reforming multilateralism, saying that the urgency on this call is highlighted by the theme of UNGA session, Leaving No One Behind. He said that this efficient and more representative UN is essential. Udayanidhi Stalin, State Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, will be sworn as the Deputy Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu today evening. The swearing in the ceremony is scheduled to be held at Raj Bhavan. State Governor R. N. Ravi will administer the oath in the office to Mr. Udayanidhi, and it will be sworn as the State Minister for the second time, Dr. Govi Shazian, R. Rajendran and S. M. Nasir will be added in the cabinet. The Chief Justice of India, D. Y. Chandrachud, along with his family, visited the goddess Padmavati temple in Tiruchanur in Tirupati district in Andhra Pradesh yesterday and paid obeisance to the presiding deity. He was given a traditional welcome by the temple priest. The Chief Justice was also presented with traditional garments by the executive officer of Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam's J. Semila Rao. The Chief Justice, who was on a two-day visit to Tirupati, will have a darshan of Lord Venkateshwara in Tirumala today morning. Gulveer Singh, a 26-year-old athlete, has won a gold medal in men's 5,000-meter race in athletics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.